Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cliff Aberson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hooks Iatt. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hooks Iatt. And now, play ball. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Iatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Iatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hooks Ayotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayotte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kerr for the out. One out. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into left field. Averson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 0-for-1 in the game. Averson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Averson moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averson scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Gergis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gergis is 0 for 1 in the game. Gergis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Sturgeon moves to second. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowry is walked intentionally. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Hansen now pitching. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Averson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gergis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Averson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gergis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gergis is 0 for 2 in the game. Gergis hits a line drive into center field. Thompson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Gergis moves to third. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek misplays the ball. That's an error on Whittek. Gergis scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Scheffing reaches second base with a double. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scheffing. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Lorke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lorke strikes out. One out. Joe LaFatta pinch hits for Andy Hansen. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Cliff Aberson. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cavaretta moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurgis is walked intentionally. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Weiss reaches third base with a triple. Cavaretta scores. Gurgis goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta now playing left field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lorke hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.